This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Ukraine has imposed martial law for 30 days in anticipation of what President Petro Poroshenko called an extremely serious threat of a land invasion by Russia. Speaking to Parliament Monday, he said martial law in areas close to the Russian border will go into effect 9 a.m. local time Wednesday to bolster defenses after Russia Sunday rammed, fired on, and seized three Ukrainian vessels, along with 24 sailors in the Sea of Azov off the coast of Russia-annexed Crimea. The West has condemned Russia's action. Nikki Haley, U.S. U.N. ambassador, called it a pattern of Russian misbehavior.
Sunday's outrageous violation of sovereign Ukrainian territory is part of a pattern of Russian behavior that includes the purported annexation of Crimea and abuses against countless Ukrainians in Crimea, as well as stoking conflict that has taken the lives of more than 10,000 people in eastern Ukraine.
Russia's foreign ministry blamed Kyiv for the crisis, calling it a planned provocation aimed at ramping up sanctions against Moscow. Dmitry Polyansky, Russia's first deputy permanent representative to the UN, said Russia's sovereignty was violated after the three ships illegally crossed its border and did not respond to calls to move normally through the Kerch Strait. The incident comes days before the G20 summit, expected to be attended by Presidents Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin of Russia. In the Somali capital, Mogadishu, at least 15 people, including a cleric, were killed Monday in a suicide car bombing at a religious center. Witness Muhammad Ali said he heard the explosion in front of his shop and saw many people lying on the ground. The insurgency Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility, insisting the cleric insulted the Prophet Muhammad. A separate bombing in the city left at least three others dead. This is VOA News. The British Parliament is scheduled to vote December 11 on Prime Minister Theresa May's plan for Britain's future relations with the European Union once it leaves March 29th. Among those skeptical of the plan, Justine Greening, Ms. May's former education secretary, who spoke during Monday's parliamentary debate.
How can the Prime Minister reassure the House that this debate we're about to have now on her deal is based on facts and evidence, and not more false promises to the British people, which, when broken subsequently, will damage trust in our democracy even more.
The plan has serious opposition among Ms. May's ruling Conservative Party, as well as the opposition. The other 27 EU members voted approval of the deal on Sunday. UN envoy Martin Griffiths is in the Saudi capital, Riyadh, part of international efforts to get the warring sides in Yemen to the peace table. Those talks are expected to be held next month in Sweden. Fighting for the vital port city of Hodeida has eased in recent days ahead of those planned talks. In Afghanistan, at least 22 policemen were killed in a Taliban ambush in western Farah province late Sunday. Four vehicles were destroyed, a cache of weapons taken. American automaker General Motors announced it's cutting back production of several models of cars and slashing its North American workforce because of declining market in gas-powered sedans. Mary Barra is GM chairwoman and CEO.
Based on the consumer shift toward crossovers, SUVs, and trucks, market conditions require that five North American assembly and propulsion plants will be unallocated product by the end of 2019.
The announcement drew criticism from President Trump and Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Canada has one plant that will be idled.
Our government will always stand with our auto workers and do everything we can to support them in these difficult times.
Some 15,000 jobs are being cut. Barra said the auto industry is changing rapidly. The decision is aimed at strengthening its core business. Britain's Prince Harry offered support to Zambia in efforts to boost its dwindling elephant population. As president of the animal conservation charity African Parks, the Duke of Sussex offered to bring elephants from neighboring Botswana. U.S. prosecutors said they've charged Juan Antonio Hernandez, brother of Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez, of conspiracy to import cocaine into the U.S., weapons offenses, and making false statements. The former lawmaker was arrested Friday in Miami and appeared in court Monday. Long-distance swimmer French-American Ben Lecomte has been forced to abandon his quest to swim the Pacific Ocean after a boat shadowing him was damaged in a storm. The 51-year-old had completed more than 2,700 kilometers in his bid to become the first swimmer to traverse the world's largest ocean. He set off from eastern Japan June 5. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.